This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
This week, our podcast is brought to you by Aware Super. Regardless of whether retirement is 2 or 20 years away, Aware Super can help you get a plan in place to live your best retirement. Visit aware.com.au to find out more. Good morning, I'm Alice Dempster.
And I'm Siobhan Moran McFarlane.
It's Thursday the 11th of April. In your Squiz today, a two-state solution causes a stir, the Treasurer's competition mission, upping the ante in Arizona, and it's game on for Scrabble fans. This is your Squiz today. There's been a lot of attention on Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong's observation that Palestinian statehood could be something that's required to achieve peace between Israel and Palestinians. There is a whole backstory to that, of course, Siobhan, so why don't you step us through it?
So the two-state solution concept essentially would see Palestine recognised by the world as its own state and would give Palestinians ownership and control of land in the Gaza Strip, East Jerusalem and the West Bank. Yesterday, Wong said she believes ultimately peace and security for Israel will only be achieved if we have a Palestinian state alongside the Israeli state. Those are her words. And she's not the only one advocating for a two-state solution. There's been similar recent comments from officials in the UK and the US and an ongoing push from the United Nations.
Yeah, but the coalition's foreign affairs spokesman, Simon Birmingham, said Palestinian statehood would be a reward for Hamas's barbaric conduct. All that to say, it's one of the world's longest enduring questions in geopolitics. So, Siobhan, is it likely to happen?
Well, Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu says absolutely not. He's repeatedly rejected the idea. And as recently as January, he pushed back against the suggestion from Israel's key ally, US President Joe Biden. And as the civilian death toll in Gaza rises, Israel's military is getting ready for a new ground invasion. And as the ceasefire negotiations continue, it's interesting to note that Netanyahu's biggest supporters seem to be starting to back away, Alice.
Yeah, just yesterday, Biden said, "I think what Netanyahu's doing is a mistake. I don't agree with his approach." So it is a continuing tough conversation. Siobhan, we could be about to see the biggest revamp of Oz's competition laws in over 50 years. That's because Treasurer Jim Chalmers has made it his mission to crack down on large companies' market power.
Yeah, so that crackdown could result in the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, which is the ACCC, being given more power to limit mergers and acquisitions. It's because there's been concerns that some significant mergers in recent years have flown under the radar. And there are also fears about emerging digital markets, where Chalmers says we've seen new winner-takes-all market dynamics and new barriers to consumer choice.
And what it means is that from January 2026, companies would have to convince the ACCC that takeovers wouldn't increase unfair market concentration. But the coalition's Treasury spokesperson, Angus Taylor, is critical of the move. He says the government mustn't confuse competition policy with competitiveness of the economy. Arizona's Supreme Court was mentioned in a lot of headlines yesterday. If you missed it, it's revived an 1864 law that would ban nearly all terminations, and it would put women and doctors who receive or administer abortions in prison for up to 5 years.
Yeah, so this is a Civil War era law, Alice, that they've brought back, just to give some context. And it comes as American states continue to wrangle their abortion laws following the overturning of Roe v. Wade back in 2022. That used to give women a right to choose. And it's not just Arizona that this is going to affect. The issue could actually influence the upcoming presidential election because Arizona is a key battleground state. And that's because it used to be staunchly Republican, but it swung to the Democrats in the last election in 2020.
Yeah, so reports say that President Joe Biden's re-election bid is benefiting from the backlash to restrictive abortion laws. And yesterday, he said the Arizona decision was the result of the extreme agenda of Republican electors. Officials. His Republican opponent is, of course, Donald Trump, and he supports abortion bans after 15 weeks. But he's reiterated his position that the states should decide for themselves. think it's fair to say a lot of people don't like talking about death, Siobhan. And the latest data dump by the Bureau of Stats might not help because it's revealed some grim truths about 2022 being a big year for deaths. There were more than 190,000 deaths recorded that year. And that's almost 20,000 more than 2021, and the most since 2015.
Yeah, the other big takeaway is that the top five causes of death also changed for the first time since 2006. So heart disease remained the leading cause overall, and for men in particular. That's now followed up by dementia, which includes Alzheimer's disease. That overtook bowel cancer and also claimed the most women. COVID-19 came in third place with nearly 10,000 deaths, and that makes it the first infectious disease in the top five since 1970, so a big change there. Now, cerebrovascular diseases, things like stroke, came in fourth, and lung disease and cancer was fifth.
The data also revealed that the median age at death for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people was just under 63 years old. That's nearly 20 years lower than the 82 years for non-Indigenous people. Policy experts say that underlines the dire need to close the gap. Siobhan, I love board games and I'm ultra competitive, but I know that not everyone is like me. So if you're someone who's been stressed during a particularly intense word game, Toymaker Mattel has the game for you. Scrabble Together is said to be a less competitive version of the 75-year-old classic.
Alice, I think you know I'm also a little bit competitive. But for those who aren't, this new version will be a double-sided board. So it's going to have one side being the original Scrabble, and the other side will be collaborative and faster-paced to make gameplay more accessible for anyone who finds word games intimidating. Now, it's made the move because a new study of 2,000 people showed that competitiveness is apparently on the decline, despite you and I.
Yeah, well, 35% believed boomers were the most competitive, and that was followed by millennials at 31% and then Gen Z at 29%. So they're suggesting it has something to do with age. And Scrabble expert Brett Smitherham reckons that speaks to a trend in younger people favouring teamwork and collaboration, working towards a fun goal together. Siobhan, all I can say about that is that my younger brother and I could have done with some of that when we were kids.
Yes, I think every family could have done with a bit more of that.
It's a really good day for a shortcut today, Siobhan.
It certainly is, Alice. And this week, Alex and I delve into the proposal to completely ban TikTok in the US. Now, you don't have to be a TikToker or really even care about the platform to get something out of this episode, because what we're really delving into is the crux of the issue about US fears over how China might be using social media to influence Americans. And it's not just an issue in the US.
No, a lot of countries all over the world are considering or have already implemented bans. So if you want to have a listen, you can find that in the Squiz Today feed in your podcast app. Thank you for listening today. We'll be back with you again tomorrow.
Hi there, it's Bryce Corbett here from Squiz Kids. It's been a big couple of weeks for news, and one thing that's emerged is the increasingly concerning role that mis- and disinformation are playing in the wake of big news events. It's why there's never been a more important time for our kids to be taught to be critical consumers of media. It's also why we created NewsHounds, a fun 8-part podcast series with accompanying classroom workbook to teach primary school kids how to spot misinformation when they come across it online. It's already being used in over 2,000 classrooms around the country. To make sure the kids in your life are among them, get their teacher to head to squizkids.com.au and sign up for a free account. You're very welcome.